We've had numerous discussions with the department over the past number of weeks around several different proposals IFA has put forward on behalf of our members around support for the aquaculture industry in light of the COVID-19 crisis and the impact that that has had on the industry, specifically the shellfish industry. We've revised our proposal on two occasions, trying to narrow it down to be more specific, to, I suppose, give us a better chance of having some level of support. We've seen that fisheries have been offered their tie-up scheme. They're not entirely delighted with it, but they were offered that scheme is there for them to avail of it. We have yet to have any scheme announced for aquaculture. A scheme similar to what we're looking for was announced in the north by Deira about 3 weeks ago now, I think, and it's almost identical to what we're looking for here for our members.
So the accurate thing to say really is that there has been nothing positive given to you or even offered to the aquaculture sector?
We've had nothing offered to us yet. We've put forward a number of proposals around schemes and types of schemes, and even going as far as trying to cost that scheme and what that would be costing to the state, and highlighting as well that if we don't address some of the COVID impact issues, particularly for shellfish, there will be a knock-on effect down the line that may come to a bigger cost in the state in terms of shellfish mortalities and the like. And we hope that doesn't happen, but that could be even in greater cost in the state if we don't try and address these issues now. So that's ultimately where it's at. We haven't had anything offered to us. We haven't had a real discussion around an actual scheme. We've had a discussion around a number of options of schemes that we've proposed. And in fairness, we have to acknowledge as well the national measures, the national support measures that we're all aware of that are there for COVID, the COVID unemployment payment, and the wage subsidy scheme has been hugely, hugely beneficial and important to our members as well in keeping business going, because aquaculture, as you know, you can't stop the work. And one of your greatest costs, obviously, is keeping your staff on when you have no revenue coming in. That has been a great support to our members, and we would like to see that extended for as far as possible.
It does seem to indicate a lack of understanding of the importance of the aquaculture sector.
I would agree with that. Yeah, there would be a general lack of understanding of aquaculture and how it works, and how, I suppose, the different stages of the production cycle through the course of a year would operate, and why you might have to address certain parts of the production cycle now rather than wait till later, and why we might have to address certain parts of the production cycle, be it finfish or shellfish, at a later stage. So we've continuously tried to highlight that. We've been without a market for most of our shellfish products for almost 3 months. There's a little bit of a pickup in the last couple of weeks, but I mean, that will go in no way to replace what has been lost over 3 months. I mean, there has been little to no revenue over the course of the past 3 months. As we move into the summer, where typically markets would be falling off a little bit in terms of huge quantities, and then you'd be looking at a bigger pickup in the winter time again. We don't know if we'll get that big pickup. If there is, there's a huge amount of availability of shellfish in particular across Europe. So the market is going to be flooded if and when that market does come back around. So we have to address the fact that we have a huge amount of stock on a number of sites across Europe, not just in Ireland. We have to address that now, because we can't afford to wait, because the implications of doing that could be far greater than doing nothing.